Blog Talk Radio.
Today's guest is Jara Everett. Jara is an actress, singer, rapper, and writer, dancer also. So she's going to be on the show today, and I hope you all enjoy the show. Sorry, listeners, I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties. Please hold on. Hello, Jara, are you there? Hello, Jara, are you there? I don't see your mic. Listeners, just give me a few minutes, a couple of minutes, and we're going to the show. Jara, are you there? Sorry, listen, Blog Talk website is having some difficulties. Please stay with me. I cannot get her mic open. Hello, Jara?
Yes, yes, I'm
okay.
Here.
Okay, thank you. I'm so sorry about that. I'm sorry to the listeners, too. I'm having some trouble with the Blog Talk website.
That's so because I'm hot, honey. I done just blew it up. What's up?
You just blew it up. Okay.
Yeah, that's how hot I am.
Okay. I had introduced you earlier, and then I couldn't figure out how your mic wouldn't open. So we're going
okay.
to try to do this show, make it a good show so the listeners will enjoy it.
Good.
All right. It's good to have you on the show, Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Thank you.
You are what I call a triple threat because of all your talent and accomplishments. You are aware of that, aren't you?
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's a compliment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You have a book that you are promoting. You have some steamy parts in the book. You also write about some famous people in your book, and the name of your book is Jump Off.
It's Jump Off. It's Hip-Hop's Mistress Tells All. That's
Jump Off, Hip-Hop Mistress Tells All. Okay,
tells
all
right. Right, Hip-Hop, I'm the first mistress for the hip-hop. What's up? Yeah.
Okay, you talk about, in your book, you talk R. Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Suge Knight, Tupac, Martin Lawrence, Young Jeezy, Shorty Red, Jazzy Faw, Too Short, and also Gary Busey.
Gary Busey, yeah.
Busey, yes. How do you meet these very famous men? I mean,
I met them because I'm a part of the industry. Like, music has always been my life. Acting, touring with theater companies. I started off with Shelley Garrett. That's how I was really introduced to going across country, touring in different places, you know, working with R. Kelly on the piano. He's, you know, teaching me some things about singing. So, I mean, music is my life. I was signed with a production company. We also had a deal with Columbia Records with a female girl group. I was also with Short Records at the time. I was also working with Death Row Records. So, you know, it's just, I mean, I'm in the industry. I did a song with Young Jeezy called Burning Up. So, it's just, it is what it is, right? I mean, we're all in the same circle, so I have to follow that circle.
Okay, all in the same circle. All right. You have been successful as an actress, singer, writer, among other talents. What is the talent that you most like to perform?
I like acting. I like that a lot. I like rapping, too. You know, I get it in, but acting is a lot of fun. You know, you're portraying different characters. So dealing with all them knuckleheads that I dealt with in my book, honey, I had to be a lot of different characters. Hello.
Okay. Hello. All right. You know your book is somewhat of a shocker, don't you?
It's a what? A shocker?
Somewhat of a shocker.
Okay. Why? Then tell me why.
It just is because of the names that you mentioned and things like that. It's a very interesting book.
Thank you so much. I mean, you know, I can't help it. It is, like I said, it is what it is.
It's an autobiography of your life.
Yeah, it's an autobiography. What it is that most females or people, you know, they want to know how to get into the industry, and they want to know how to break into certain things, but I'm also telling them what it is, you know, how to understand yourself and know what you're getting involved in before you get involved in it.
Yes.
So the book is just hot. It's hot, sexy, juicy. Man, it is.
Oh, okay. When you first know that you were talented? How did you first know
when
you had talent?
When I first knew that?
Uh-huh, when you realized it.
Well, it depends on what kind of talent you're talking about. Wait, which one?
Singing, dancing,
okay.
Writing, rapping, any of it.
Actually, I think I was about the age of 8 is when when I really broke into writing and doing a lot of theater. So I kind of knew when I was early on. You know, most people, when they're successful with things or, you know, they're into the entertainment, they pretty much know early on that they have some type of gift, some type of talent. You might not know exactly what it is at that age, but you're sort of aware with what you are, you know, and what you have and what you have to offer.
Yes, yes. So you knew at the age of 8. Okay. So you knew.
Yeah.
As you grew up, you knew that you had talent and that one day, did you think that one day you would be famous?
Well, you know, I mean, it's more about the love of what you do. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've been writing since I'll never forget my teacher, Mr. Hot Top. One time I had to write like this survey in this in a class, and I scored like an ace. I just aced it, and he would, you know, tell me like, you know, you're going to be a writer, this and that. So I was like, yeah, you know, I'm kind of hot right now. I'm looking at the boys, so I'm not really thinking about that. I was like a freshman in high school. But, you know, I mean, it turns out that's what happened. I actually enjoy it. I enjoy writing. You know, I went to Columbia College. I took some classes, took up my craft, and here it is.
Oh, okay. All right. Why are you named hip-hop's mistress?
Because I am. You know what? Let me tell you, when I was going out with Jeezy, right, like I told you, we did a song together. I done worked with several people in the industry. And, see, to me, it's like when a guy don't really reveal to you or, you know, you're not really known to other people that you're with this person, you're pretty much a mistress. It's like, you know, you're mysterious. So you're not known. Nobody knows that you're messing around, screwing around. You know, that's what a mistress is. You don't make yourself obvious to people, you know, that, I mean, it is what it is. It's not that I planned it that way, but it happened that way.
Okay. Just happened that way. Okay. Well, you are talented, and you can sing,
you.
And you can write. That's definitely, that's a fact.
Thank you so much.
You were born, I read in your bio that you were born in the state of Mississippi. Am I correct?
Delta, yes, that's it.
Okay, I have family from Mississippi, too.
That's what's up.
Yeah. How'd you end up in the city of Chicago? I mean, from Mississippi to south to the north.
That's where my peeps, you know, they came to Chicago. So, quite naturally, you know, as a youngster, I don't make decisions. So I had to go where they follow, you know, I had to follow where they told me to come to. So that's how I ended up in Chicago. Chicago was serious, though, man. It was serious compared to, like, the Delta and Belzona. I mean, it was serious. And, I mean, I got introduced to the outside world, the pimps, the hustlers, you know, the whatever. It is what it is in Chicago. Chicago's still a little risk. You know, it's no different. I mean, the only difference is today is just that you just got to watch your back a little bit more, but that's it. Chi-Town is still Chi-Town. You know, I mean, I'm a lady, I keep it classy, but I can get shot down on you, too.
Oh, okay. All right. What are some of the films that you have acted in?
I did Ladies of Inglewood. I also did X-Free Movie. Those are two of the main ones that I have done. I've also done Living with Faith. As a matter of fact, it was filmed down in Atlanta. Deirdre Thomas, she was the director of that film. So, you know, I mean, acting is just it's my love. I also done an HBO special, so it's my love.
What was the HBO special?
It's called A Little Hero.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. What is next for Jara Everett, the hip hop mistress? What's next? You got a book. You have the book out. You sang, you rap, you danced, you did some of everything. So what's next? Is there
what's
any
next is TV,
are you
going to
keep getting better
no,
and better? Are you just going to
I'm getting better and better.
Getting better and better. All right. All right.
That's right. Okay. You know, I got movies, everything. So it's a lot coming with Jara Everett. Jara Everett is an enterprise, you know, and she's building her brand. So it's a lot coming with it.
That is great. That is great. That is good to know. Do you have a favorite film out of those films that you named?
I would say I think my favorite one is X-Free Movie.
Okay.
Because I kind of, you know, I had the role of a, well, you know what? I had the role of a crazy person on a webcam. And it was fun to act out different characters on it. Talking about this guy and, you know, my ex and everything. And it sort of reminds you of Boomerang. Remember Tisha Campbell was in Boomerang? She was like, hey,
yes.
hey, girlfriend. You know, so that was sort of my role in it. It was kind of fun, like talking just a bunch of mess.
Just talking a bunch of mess. So
yeah, trying to keep the other women away from them.
That you like acting. All the talents that you have, you really going, really digging.
Yeah, I love acting. I love acting. Acting pulls out, you know, what's in you, different characters. I mean, look how many people I dealt with. So, I mean, that was acting. You know, I had to act like I like them. In certain situations, I had to act like I want to sing with them. I had to act like I want to touch them. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Okay, you have a production company.
Yes.
And you're building your brand. So let's talk a little bit about your production company. What's the name of it?
My entertainment company. It's Jara Everett, LLC.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you take in other artists?
I'm not taking in other artists right now, but I am creating some very special things right now with a chemist. So that's to come too with Jara Everett. It's just I have a magnitude of things in the work that I like to do in the future. If I can get to Tyler Perry, I'm definitely interested in doing some stuff with him. And you know, I talk it up with my publishers, and we'll be like, hey, you know, this is what I want to do. How can we make this happen? So those are like my interests of things that I want to do.
Okay. All right. Do you think, in your opinion, that the hip-hop industry, but the entertainment world in general has some chauvinism in it? And also, do you feel that things are better for women than it was 10 or 15 years ago in the world of entertainment?
I would say that more women are into entertainment than it was back in the Diana Ross days, but it's no difference. I mean, come on, Diana Ross had to sleep with Berry Gordy. What's the difference? What's the difference?
Yeah.
I mean, it still is what it is. You're a woman. You got something to offer. So I want females to understand that. You know, a guy can't go without it, and if he do, he's gay, but I love my gay boys. Don't get me wrong. Hello. But at the same time, I mean, it is what it is. You're a female, so basically you have to be strong in this business. You have to know what you're getting yourself involved in, think like a man, target it like they do it, you know, but also you got to kind of be a little submissive too. You got to settle back a little bit because even though you're hard or you're a boss or whatever, you can never be a man. Never.
Right.
A female can never be a man.
With the connections you have made in entertainment and with all your talent and everything, is that out of all your relationships, is there anyone that's special in your life now?
I get asked this question a lot. I got a lot of special people in my life.
Oh, okay.
I have a lot of special people in my life. I can't say if there's one particular special person because I don't want my people to get mad. They're like, what?
Oh, okay.
You know, so I got a lot of special. I think I just like to keep it like that. You know, I have to keep them at a distance, but love them at the same time. But I got a lot of special people in my life, of course.
Okay.
What makes the world go round?
That's what makes the world go round. Where can my listeners go to buy your book?
They can go anywhere. They can download it. They can go anywhere to Barnes & Noble. They can go to any bookstore. They can ask for it, Books a Million. You can just go anywhere. You can download it on Kindle Fire. You know, if you got a tablet, iPhone, whatever, you can get that book anywhere. All you gotta do is just look it up, jump off, and it's everywhere. Everywhere. But just remember, I want them to know that it's the one with the pretty pink cover. Okay? And it says Hip Hop Mistress Tells All on it.
Yes, okay. Is there another book or sequel after this book?
Most definitely. We're working on that right now, most definitely. And the time is ready. We'll reveal that one, too.
Okay. Right. I had, I think he's called your publisher, Antoine
yes.
Ant Banks.
Yeah,
I had.
He's cool, ain't he?
Yeah, he's cool. He's cool.
Yeah.
He's the one that, you know, referred you to me. And I'm glad he did.
That.
Thank you. So if you had something you could do over in your life, what would it be?
If I had something I could do over?
Yeah, if you had a chance to do something different.
I'm living life good, lovely. I mean, I've been stepping too. You gotta remember dealing with an executive like Suge, for instance, Suge Knight. So you gotta remember. I mean, I've lived in a house with butlers and maids and everything that a lot of people dream of. Even to this day, I got a nanny, whatever. But you know, it's like you know, you're dreaming of these things. Most women, it's not. It wasn't to me. It wasn't about buy me this and buy me that. No, I gotta feel this. I have to feel special. And that's how I was to anybody. You know, if I'm not feeling special, then it's not going on. You know, I just get what I need. You get what you need. Let's call it peace or whatever. But, I mean, I'm living life good. Life is great. You got to enjoy life while you can. I mean, life is short. So I just enjoy life.
Okay. Suge Knight and was the name you mentioned, and also Martin Lawrence, Young Jeezy, Shorty Red, and others. So were these gentlemen, were they big spenders?
They're all big spenders.
On you.
I'm going to tell you like this. Certain ones, and I mentioned it in the book, like they're not going to just give you cash out, but they'll tell you I'll take you shopping. Yeah, I go buy you that Rolex. Yeah, I go buy you those diamond earrings that's worth 20 grand. You know what I'm saying? But I can't get you cash because, you know, I ain't no trick. But what's the difference? You know what I'm saying? Those diamond earrings can't pay my mortgage. You know, those diamond earrings can't buy me a house unless you got about 50 of them worth about $80,000. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, that's the difference in a woman and a girl. So I've grown to be a woman. And, you know, that's just the difference. You just got to know your limits and what it is that you want. So, and it's no such thing as, oh, well, the female, you know, she's, you know, you can't get it now. You can get it. You can get it.
Okay. You, like I said, you have been successful as an actress. And I guess you kind of did what you had to do or what you felt like would be in your best interest. Am I right?
Well, that's not really necessary. What I did, you got to understand, I worked with these people. So quite naturally, when you work with somebody, after a while, you know, you might start developing a little feelings or whatever. And then not only that, sometimes it's just cool. You know, you're just cool. You're hanging out. So at the time, if you're single, you're just enjoying life. You're having fun. You know, you just decide, like, hey, okay, well, let's play. It's playtime. Let's play. Why not?
Oh, okay. All right, let's play. So when you're, do you have a title for your next book?
I got a couple titles, but I'm going to discuss that with Antoine first.
Okay. So you say your book can be bought just about anywhere.
Anywhere. So all you have to do is ask for it. Author is Jara Everett. It's with Print House Publishing. All you got to do is ask for it. The book is everywhere. You can download it. Kindle Fire is everywhere. You can go into your Barnes & Noble, ask for it. If you want to go into any bookstore, Books a Million, off your phone, it's everywhere. There's no way you can miss it. While anybody's driving, they can just drive and they say, hey, or the passenger seat, they want to download the book. I mean, it's fun. It's juicy. It's hot. And of course, you're not going to start off with R. Kelly because he's the freakiest of them all, honey. That's my freaky baby right there, I'm telling you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
R. Kelly.
Mm. R. Kelly.
Uh-huh.
R. Kelly.
Okay.
R. Kelly.
Okay.
Hell.
When you started your production company, how long ago was it you started your own production company?
I started about 7 years ago, and that's when I was independently doing some music. I started out doing YT remake songs. You remember when it was actually about 7 years ago when Franchise Boys came out with that, you know, YT song? So I'm the female who did the YT song. Then you got people like Diamond and all them. They want to put themselves on YouTube acting like they me, you know, and trying to get credit for the song and everything. And I'm like, well, go, girl, you know, you get it. But, you know, you wish you could rap like me. You can't get it in like this. But you ain't got talent like this. What's up?
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay. You couldn't answer the question if there was something special in your life. So we'll go to another question. What is the favorite part of your book, and how long did it take you to write your book?
Well, you know what, and I'm going to be very honest with you. My favorite part of the book, because I ain't never had to do this before, was wash Jazzy Faye that ass up. That was my favorite part of the book. I ain't never had to wash a man up. I mean, you're a grown man, you know. You're a grown man. You're making millions of dollars. You know, you're a producer. You're arrogant. What the hell am I doing washing you up to make you smell good in order to touch you? You know, so, I mean, that's really the favorite part of my book, because it's something that I never had to experience in life. All the other stuff I didn't experience before, so that's nothing. But I ain't never had to wash a grown man up.
Okay. All right. I thank you, Jara Everett, for being a guest on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
You're welcome.
I wish you much continued success.
Thank you. I do the same with you. I wish you much success.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm hoping. So I'm going to say goodbye to you, and anytime you want to come back on the show, you're more than welcome.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Okay,
bye-bye.
Listeners, those of you who are interested, which I'm sure you all are, you will be able to go to archives and listen to this show again with Jara Everett. You can listen to it as many times as you want to. I also thank all of you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I thank all those who listened and liked the Blog Talk page and the tweets and the LinkedIn's, because I'm not lying about this. I have over 1.4 million listeners, profile views, and likes. So according to Blog Talk, the site that I'm looking at now, that's how many I have. And I just thank you all for listening to the show and supporting me just by liking the page. All right. Thank you very much for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Everyone, have a good night. Bye.